a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, February 28th. God's word to you today is God's economics. Our scripture reading is taken from Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9 and it says, "Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed." It is God's heart for us to live in community and not be in isolation. God delivers a whole lot of value to us through community. We need people. We are not designed to go through life and its rewards or challenges alone. The blood of Jesus Christ and the values we share gives us the common ground we need to pull together. If you do not have the blood of Christ, the covenant of Jesus, we cannot have common ground. If you have the covenant of Jesus, but do not share in our values, we really cannot have common ground. We will be brothers, we will meet in heaven, but we will not have common ground here on earth. Two people are better off than one. Two are better than one. That is how God's economics work. With God, there is no local champion, no Rambo, and no one-man army. With God, we need each other. Years ago, we were doing some projects that required finances. I was on my face with God praying because we needed the money, and we did not know where the money was going to come from. On my face with God one day, I said, "Lord, you know what? Give me this money and I will give everything to you. You know me, just give me the money. I will give it, we cut to the chase and move forward." Guess what he said to me? He said, "I would not do that." "Why don't you want this project done?" I asked. He said, "It is because other people's destinies are tied to it. If I give the money to you alone and you give it, what will happen to everyone else?" It is amazing how God has set things up. He says, two are better than one. When it comes to pulling together in every ramification, two are still better than one. If the enemy wants to destroy a person, the first thing he does is to isolate the person. It is such an old trick, but it always works. Why? Sadly, it is because the people that fall for it are not very smart. Ephesians 2 verse 12 from the New King James Version says, "At that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world." What time was God referring to here? The time we were without Christ. We were without Christ. We were foreigners to the commonwealth of Israel. So what about now? If then we were foreigners to the commonwealth of Israel, it means that now, because of Jesus, we have attained citizenship of the nation of Israel. That is, we are spiritual Jews. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
For all you have done for us, alleluia, we are grateful. Oh Lord. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.